بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالسنة وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy deen. Complications in deen we have made, therefore we find it difficult to practice. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has definitely stated that deen yusra, deen is easy. Therefore, it is natural, logical, simple. It is for us to have some sense and follow deen. Respected elders, whilst I was sitting, a thought struck me that one point I forgot to mention about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, especially when he said, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the first expedition. Remember, Usama was waiting. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and Hazrat Usama was sent, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him advices. And many of those advices I mentioned, but one slipped my mind. While sitting today, I thought of it, and it came. I would like to mention, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that when you see people in their monasteries, in their places of worship, then leave them. And do not kill the old, and the children, and the innocent. That we have mentioned to you. But he also added that strike the necks. Now that's a phrase they use, that remove them. Strike the necks of those people who you find have got a particular hairstyle. He said those people who have got hair coming here in the sides and no hair in the center. No hair in the center, but hair on the side. Said strike the necks. Now what this means is very simple. That this nation or this group which purposely was having that particular hairstyle of the center portion open, shaven, and the two sides full of hair, must have been hereditary, must have been having blasphemous beliefs, and must have been the so-called completely non-conformist of the time, and not adhering to any deen, not adhering to any creed, not adhering to any ideology, not adhering to except their nafs, except their desires, except their whims, except their internal passions. That group, as respected elders, in the world today, across the whole world, the globe, there are billions like that at the moment. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, remove them. Strike them. During the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, I stated to you that there were many who claimed, four of them who claimed that they are
prophet, amongst them one prophetess, one woman. At that time, a group said, we cannot send zakat to the settlement fund. On one side was the Byzantine Empire, the Persian Empire ready to attack. And one side, those Jews and the Christians who were around Medina to Munawara, they wanted to attack. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, what he did? He made 11 battalions, 11 contingents. And 10 of these contingents he dispatched immediately. And one contingent he held back. And this, he said, will be used whenever required. Meaning it was like a contingent without a portfolio. Wherever it was required, it was going to be sent. And amongst the leaders of the other contingent was Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, who Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the title of Sayfullah, Suyuf bin Sayfullah, that he is one of the swords among the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ikramah was a heady one of them. Ikramah radiallahu ta'ala was the son of Abu Jahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave position, and when he accepted Islam, that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala made him a lieutenant. He made him head of the contingent against one of those people who claimed their prophets. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, he was dispatched to a person called Talha who claimed that he is a prophet. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala moved towards that area and he engaged in battle. This time Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he changed the format a little bit. Previously the call was that there is an army going out, there is an expedition going out, there is going to be jihad taking place, there is going to be fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the person must volunteer himself, he must come there with his own equipment, with his own ammunition, with his own armor, with his own conveyance, everything of his own, and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala altered that. He stipulated and he gave a encouragement from the Baitul Mal, from the public treasury, he gave funds for this to an individual who was to go out to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala gave voluntary aid for this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in his time there was no aid given. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala started giving aid. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, he ambushed Talha and he defeated him. That person Talha, he ran away to Syria. And he got such a strong defeat that later he realized that he's on the wrong. He repented, became a Muslim, and he came back to the Makkah al-Mukarramah and he was making tawaf. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was informed that Talha, who claimed he is prophet and now accepted Islam and now he is making tawaf. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, then leave him now. He is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has repented. He is making tawaf. Then leave him. Forgive him. Respected elders, these days there is also one talk I would like to mention. That, especially in the political arena, that they say that we are forgetting. No, we are forgiving, but we are not forgetting. We are forgiving, but we are not forgetting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran Ashraf al-Thalbi rahmatullahi alayhi stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He forgives someone, then He calls the angels and He instructs the angel that I have forgiven this person, that remove it completely from his response. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, that there is no record left of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. And we as Muslims must take advantage of it. That the doors of forgiveness are always open. No person must feel that I am too great a sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive me. That is a wrong thought. In fact, it's an un-Islamic thought. Constantly we should seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us in such a way that our slate will be clean again. Doesn't mean that when our slate is clean again, we will start sinning again. No. That is stupidity. For example, if a doctor tells you that if you get burnt and you use a particular type of ointment, and the doctor tells you that this ointment removes the burning sensation, it removes the pain, and let alone that, it removes the scar even. Then when a person gets burnt and he puts that ointment, and say, oh, the pain is gone, the sensation is gone, and the scar is gone. Now because this has happened, this fellow does not go and burn himself all the time to use that ointment. He doesn't do that all the time. And if he does that all the time, then he's stupid. A Muslim also, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps forgiving us, doesn't mean that we must keep sinning. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he moved now towards that lady who claimed she is a prophetess. Her name was Sajida. And she began to say that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a male prophet. There must be a prophet for the females also. The certain elder, and she mustered a support of 60,000 people. And during that time, 60,000 people were behind her. And it is recorded that she was beautiful, she was good looking, charming, and she had a way about herself, impressing her crowds, and people began to follow her. And also, she had legalized, according to some wine, and she had legalized that you must not read any salat anymore, don't give any zakat. People liked that, and began to follow her. This is nice. Meanwhile, that time, Musalma ibn Khazzab, the liar, the imposter, he stated, and remember, respected elders, that Musalma ibn Khazzab, he came to Medina, he met Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was taught by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he went away, then he said, I am prophet. What he began to say, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a Nabi for the Quraysh, and I am a Nabi for all who are not Quraysh. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized what is up again. And he had a following of over 50,000 people. Meanwhile, he was getting worried because this female prophetess was coming to attack him. He was to take over his empire. So what he decided, that no, he must impress her and he must give her a good time. So when they came together, he began to negotiate with her and began to have discussions with her via his delegates. Finally, what happened, that this fellow, he had a garden. If you call it the Garden of Mercy. And in this Garden of Mercy, he said to his followers that when you die, then you will be buried here, and this is your Jannah. False prophets do this. They have their gardens, their mansions, their palaces, and their beautiful areas, deceiving the people that this is where you are going to go, this is where you are going. So, eventually he met her face to face. One false prophet meeting another false prophetess, and both claiming that Jibreel alayhi salam is coming to them. So, when the discussion was going on, this fellow here was a very handsome person, Musaylima. They say he was very handsome, very courageous, and he had a lot of valor and a lot of talent in speaking. And remember, generally a con person, generally a person who is expert in deceiving, he has got a glib tongue. Now, question arises also, then how come these people had followings? One had 45,000 people, one had 50,000 people. Then understand the rule of life. The rule is that batil, falsehood, spreads faster than truth. Respected elders, batil spreads faster than truth, but it does not last as long as truth. Falsehood spreads, but after a little while, when truth begins to knock it, and truth begins to dash its brain, and truth begins to annihilate it, and truth begins to confront it, and truth begin to come over it, truth supersedes it, and truth comes above it, and truth eventually covers the falsehood. But at the initial stages, respected elders, batil, falsehood, moves very rapidly, very quickly. This happens at this age too. That is why a rumor is the thing that is wrong. Propaganda, false propaganda. Why it moves so rapidly and so fast? On the other hand, truth moves slowly. That is why any organization, any institute which is propagating truth, when needed with no success initially, should not get worried. Why? Because it will take time for that to come about. Respected elders, so when we were talking, Hussein Bhai Kazar and the false prophetess, this Hussein Bhai Kazar, he said, I'm getting revelation. And he said, I'm getting a revelation. And these people have strange revelations. He said, I'm getting a revelation that I have expressed my inner passionate desires for. And I must have good relationship with you. Meaning that I must take advantage over you. But this is the sort of revelation you are getting. At the same time, he consummated marriage. At the same time, he said, now, because now there is marriage between them, he said two salat must be gone. He abrogated two salat. And plus, he legalized wine and adultery. So that's what is this woman realized. So this person has fooled her completely by consummating marriage and taking over her so-called power. So she abandoned him and she ran away. It is stated later that she realized her error, accepted Islam, and died at the Muslim. Meanwhile, Hussein Bhai ibn Kazam, he stood his ground. And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala okay. Meanwhile, Ikrama, they had a battle with Musaylimah. Musaylimah defeated us. The Muslims had another battle with Musaylimah. Musaylimah defeated them. Now there was lots of lives amongst the Muslims. And Musaylimah, he was becoming strong and powerful. And he was becoming a threat to the Muslims. Remember, respected elders, this Masala of Fatma Nabuwwah, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last Nabi, the final Nabi, the seal of Nabuwwah, the seal of Risalah. And when we say that there is no Nabi coming after Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we mean that there is no new Nabi coming after Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is no new Rasul coming after Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam will come, when Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salaam will come, he will not come as a Nabi. He will not come as a Rasul. He will come as a Ummati of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He will come as a Ummati of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the logic is very simple, respected elders. If one Prime Minister from one country goes to another place, then he has to adhere to the laws of that place. Although he is a Prime Minister of his country, but he is no Prime Minister of that country. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is a Rasul. But when he comes in the era of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam, then he will be Ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam. Will be Ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam. Yes, he will have miracles with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aid with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support him all the time. Yes, that will definitely happen. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, respected elder, if any person says that there is a Nabi today, or there is a Rasul today, or there is some Nabi in Lahore, or there is some Rasul in Qadian, remember that person is an imposter, is a liar, is a kafir, and is out of the fold of Islam. Because Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last Nabi, the final Nabi. And this is our cornerstone in belief. There is no such thing as shadow Nabi, as a satellite Nabi, as a a person, partial Nabi, impartial Nabi, or Nabi for this group of people, or Nabi for that group of people. No. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Rasul for the entire mankind. He sent for the entire mankind, black, white, anywhere, east, west, north, south. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is last Nabi. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah stated clearly that if someone claims that he is a Nabi,
if someone claims he is a Nabi,
then to inquire from that person, what is your proof? To inquire from that person, what is your proof? That is kufr. To ask him what is your proof, that is kufr. You are asking him that what is your proof. He says, but you don't ask him anything. His position is not above the earth, below the earth. Salma was confronted by Khalid ibn Walid رضي الله تعالى عنه mentioned.
There, the brother of Hazrat Anas, who was the person aiding Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he jumped the wall and he opened the gates of so called the Garden of Mercy. The army of Khalid ibn Walid رضي الله تعالى عنه rushed him. Here is what incident took. Previously, when Musalma attacked the Muslims, they routed the Muslims to such an extent that they came right to the tent of Khalid. They came right to the tent of Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and his wife Layla was there. And they wanted to attack her and kill her. But the servant who was helping Layla said, do not attack this woman. She's a noble woman. Do not attack her. You are men, go and fight with the men. And he saved the life of Hazrat Khalid, Khalid's wife. Yeah, when the attack took place, then Hazrat Khalid radiallahu ta'ala realized one thing, that the solution of this war is that the head of Musalma must go. That the head of Musalma must go, then the war will be possible. So he made an attack and he divided. What he said, he called all his army. And he said, you must divide yourself in your tribes. And now you must compete with each other that which one is best. Division of the tribe so that you vie with each other in good deeds. Not fear. So each one now felt that we must show that we are for Islam and we are propagating it properly and we are upholding Islam properly. So they attacked and Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala came face to face with Musalma. He struck him, but Musalma ibn Khazab, he ran. When he ran, then here I mentioned who killed Musalma ibn Khazab. And when I come back, I will narrate to you in detail the story. There was a person called Washi radiallahu ta'ala. Washi was the slave of Hinda. And Washi radiallahu ta'ala, he martyred Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala in his Uhud. And he was a javelin thrower. And when he saw this opportunity, then he struck with a javelin onto Musalma ibn Khazab and killed him. Washi says, I'll narrate this for you fully, inshallah. He says, I removed the best man on earth, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and I removed the worst man on earth, Musalma ibn Khazab. That war terminated there. It is stated that the Muslims routed about 70,000 of these men. And it was no more a garden of mercy, it was a garden of death for those people who believe in a person who is not a Nabi as a Nabi. Respected elders, Muharram is on the way. Muharram is here. Alhamdulillah. And they'll be discussing about Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Respected elders, understand one fatwa. Fatwa comes in Fatwa Khaliri. And Hazrat Maulana Saranpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Saranpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi was the Shaykh of Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. He states that it's Muharram to speak about the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu alone, only to speak about Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to only speak about him and not to speak about the other martyrs. Remember, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is martyr. Remember, Umar radiallahu ta'ala is martyr. Remember, Usman is martyr. Remember, Sayyidu Shuhada, which we hear every Friday, Hazrat Hamza in Uhud, he is the chief of the martyrs. If a person speaks only about Hussein as being martyred in Muharram, what Allah says, that is not permissible. Why? Because he is not the only martyr in Islam. There are many other martyrs which we should remember concurrently with Hussein in Muharram. Then it is permissible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand this.